Alright, so I just recorded like half of this questionnaire, but my house was making noises. It's just screaming. The air conditioner is so freaking loud. But we are going to start over with Nicole Silver's Procrastination Nation questionnaire. I don't really have anything that I'm procrastinating right now. I do have work that I could be doing, but it's not due until like next week. So I'm fine. I'm fine. It's a Thursday night. And there's not much I could do. I mean, there's always stuff I could do, but I've been in worse situations. Anyway, number one, let's get into it. When do you feel the most sexually confident and why? I feel most sexually confident when I'm in a position of power. Yeah. When I feel like I'm in control, that's when I feel sexually confident. But that's still a little bit vague, so okay, I've been giving sexy dance lessons in my room to my friends. They'll come over. I have a drawer full of alcohol, and we crack it open, get a little toasty, and I'll teach them different things that you can do. A lot of it involves like, those drops. It's always coming back up from the drop you do. It's a lot of leg strength that you need. You need to have strong legs. And hair, there's a lot of hair flips. It's a fun time. But I feel like I know what I'm doing, and I feel like it's a fun time. I love dancing. And yeah, I love eliciting reactions from people, and oftentimes that sort of dance will elicit a strong reaction. Okay. Two. If you could live anywhere, where would it be? I want to live by the beach so bad. That's it. Give me a beach. Give me a nice warm beach. Like maybe like a little condo with a dog in Florida or like in Hawaii somewhere. Vancouver is a really nice city. I thought about going to school in Vancouver. But it's cheap if you're Canadian, but it's heckin' expensive for international students. Yeah. And like well, at least when I was applying, I didn't think I'd be smart enough to get any scholarship money. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Next question. Three. Are you a clean or messy person in bed? I assume this is for sexy times. I feel like I'm a messy person. I'm trying to think. I wasn't particularly messy, but I also wasn't trying to be clean. You know what I mean? Okay. Where? Oh, number four. When you hit an obstacle, do you turn left, volunteer to direct traffic around it, or floor the accelerator? What? Yeah, I turn left. I turn left. Simple, simple, simple. Five. What's your favorite motivational saying? Pick one or add your own. A, life is not about kissing ass, it's about kicking ass. B, in the end, it's not going to matter how many breaths I took, but how many moments took my breath away. D, if I shot him when I met him, I'd be out of prison now. E, be the change you want to see in the world. I feel like I can't think of any that I live by right now, like off the top of my head, but I do have a lot of fun mottos. Well, I'll say life is not about kissing ass, it's about kicking ass. That's one that really, that motivates me. I really resonate with a lot of, like, more aggressive, aggressive rhetoric. It, motivates me and gets me going stuff. Like, it's nice to think about all these other things, like, oh, wow, be the change that you want to see in the world. But, like, aggressive stuff is gonna get me off my ass. I also, this is a motivational saying, but I really like the quote, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Yeah. I'll leave it at that. 6. Do you know your life's purpose? Share. Well, I feel like my purpose in life is to help others. I'll leave it at that. I really do want to make an impact in people's lives. And I feel like I know how I can do that, given my talents and given what I can personally do. I've seen how what I can do impacts people, and I like it. Yeah. 7. True or false? If her bra matches her panties when she takes off her clothes, it wasn't you who decided to have sex. Okay, I'd say false, because there has to be agreement of both parties, for this shit to go down. Like, if she decided to, like, on purpose, like, match her bra and her panties, she probably would have anticipated that something could happen, and she was hopeful about it, but it doesn't necessarily mean that she started the day and she was like, yes, I'm gonna freaking seduce this person, and they gonna get it. Yeah. I don't know if I said that quite as eloquently as I would have liked to, but it was said, and now I'm moving on to 8. Would you rather walk, ride a bike, ride a horse, drive a Harley, or fly a plane? It depends on where I'm going. I wouldn't want to drive a Harley, because those are like, I don't know. I feel like Harleys are, like, long. They're, like, spread out. Like, I would want, like, a compact sort of motorbike type deal. Like, I like a little compact. I don't know if I'm just generalizing or if, I don't know, I've just only ever seen one type of Harley. But I like bikes. I don't know how to ride a horse. And I have short-ass legs. So, and also, like, planes aren't very efficient for short distances. I'd fly a plane across the world. I wouldn't walk across the world. I'd walk next door. I guess I'd ride a bike. Yeah. 9. Yeah, see, the air conditioning came back on. Fuck it. 9. If money was no object, what would you do all day? Who do you do it with? No limits. If money were no object, I wouldn't do the same thing every day. I'd be doing a shit ton of things. I would travel with my best friends, and we'd go and we'd experience all types of things. Things is not a cop-out answer, but like, I would just try to have as many experiences as I could. That I could never dream of having right now. Like, just within this past year, I've done so much stuff that I never would have thought I would have ever done. It's crazy. Crazy. Anyway, number 10. What's the longest you've gone without sex? I mean, fuck, man. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think because, real talk, I like literally just lost my virginity. Like, I don't know, fucking a month ago? 3 weeks ago? Probably 3 weeks ago. And I've like done stuff before then. Like, I only technically lost my virginity because it was my first time, like, having a guy stick his dick inside me. But, like, I've had sex with girls before that. I don't know. I really don't know. I feel like not having sex is the base here, and then having sex is like, a little sprinkling. It like happens sometimes. I don't know how to answer this question. Because I guess like, no, I don't wanna say. Because I just, it all started happening all at once. Everything happened so much. And also, like, I have a lot of phone sex. That's something that happens now. But that doesn't count. It really doesn't. 11. What's the most unusual thing you've ever eaten? I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know, 'cause I don't think that I feel like I don't eat unusual things, but then some people, when they see what I eat, they're like, "What is that? That's ridiculous. Why would you eat that?" Okay, I eat a lot of weird combinations of things. I was that kid who would like make weird combinations and then eat them, and people were like, "Ew, why are you doing that?" And then I'd be like, "What? It tastes good." Or just like, "It doesn't taste like anything. It's whatever." But I don't know. I really don't. One time I dipped pizza in chocolate, which are two good things that I like. So, like, why not put them together? But that's probably not the most unusual thing I've ever eaten. But my friend's mom talked about that a lot. She thought it was the most unusual thing she's ever seen. It's ridiculous. It really wasn't. Okay, good thing I'm almost done because my house is screaming again. 12. Ever been stood up? When did you realize it? And what did you do? Bonus question, were the police involved? I don't think so. If I have been, I'm blocking it out of my mind. I don't know. I've never been stood up for a date before. I've been stood up for other things. I was supposed to be interviewed, for this job, and then the interviewer never showed up. That was kind of a dick move. And then I just kind of was sad. That's not a fun thing to end on. Whoops. Anyway, Nicole, if you're listening, I hope you, I hope you finally did whatever you were procrastinating. It has been 16 hours since you posted. I don't know when your thing was due, or when you had to do your thing, but yeah. And to all you procrastinators out there who are listening to this, I say hello, my brothers and sisters. Welcome. That made no sense. All right. Bye.